time to catch up with Archie Alexander, because I was reading earlier in the week about a new syndicate which is aligned with his stable called Project Pride, and I want to find out a little bit more about it. And Archie joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Archie. How's things?
Hi, Matty. Very well, thanks.
Tell me a little bit about Project Pride.
Well, we just we're looking at different syndicates in the industry, and I think we've got, I think every racing stable in Australia has got a women's syndicate of women in racing, which is great. And that's sort of obviously gone on from general syndicates, and we saw that it was a definite hole in the market, and no one had really looked at or thought of different areas, and the queer community had been one that was missed out without any involvement in racing. And racing, I think, as the years go on, should be more inclusive, and we had found that it was lacking in that area. So we were very keen to look at something there, and we had obviously very positive feedback of a lot of men and women who were keen to go to the races and keen to get involved, and had never really found the right syndicator for them.
I think it's a great idea, and you're right, it's a wonderful way to show just how racing can be progressive. And I see that Danny Laidley is going to be, or is an ambassador for Project Pride as well, Arch?
Yeah, she was very keen, loves going racing, and obviously she's got a big background in sport, which I think makes it interesting as well. She kind of understands the ups and downs with any sport and outcome, and it's not always, you're not always winning. You have your good and bad days, and was very happy to be involved. And we've got the first filly into the breakers actually this morning, so nice headwater filly, and hopefully should be off the races as a two-year-old. She looks like a two-year-old type, and can give the new syndicate some fun.
All right, that's exciting. And has there been much interest?
Has
it been well received?
No, it's been well received. The news that went out on Sunday, and we've had plenty of emails and phone calls, and I think it's just whatever field you're from in the world and whatever you do, it's nice to be included. And I think so far there just wasn't much of an area there, so hopefully that can be a good thing.
Is there any room left in the filly, or are you maybe going to have to get another one up and going?
No, look, I mean, you never know, we might get another one, but at this stage she's in sort of, when was it, Sunday? So what are we, 3 or 4 days? She's about half sold, so there's half to go, so there's still a bit left, and she's a very nice filly.
All right, mate, well, congratulations on that. That's awesome, and it's great to see. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really nice story. Hey, Eagles Craig today at Sandown. Gee, if you look at the form here, 5 weeks between runs, and that race that it came through last start, the form's really stacked up from that. It looks a nice race today.
Exactly. Like you said, there's good form just in front of him there. And when he was running, he hadn't run for a long time in that Sandown race. So he naturally, you'd think, will improve. And he's a horse, sadly. He's probably not the punter's best friend. I think he's started favourite a lot. And even though he hasn't run bad, he might run a second or a third. He probably costs people along the way. But you look at some of the horses he's bumped into, Mr. Brightside's one. Along the way, he's bumped into a few handy ones. So he's a horse. He always runs well, but sadly just doesn't seem to get his head in front. He finds a little pick up here or there, but hopefully today can be his day.
Yeah, just a length off Here to Shock and Munimek. So, that form has certainly stacked up over the last month or so. From Barrier 8 today, Blake Shin takes the ride. Where do you want to see him lob in the run?
Definitely positive. I'm not saying we're going to go out there and lead and break records, but he just wants to be jumping, flowing along nice. He's actually a bit of a funny horse. We've had probably 3 or 4 very good riders. Jamie Carr's ridden him. Dean Yendall, Declan Bates, Jordan Charles, and in all of the races there can be a point where he starts to over-race a little bit, and I think that's just the tempo always dropping out of races, and then all of a sudden you find your horse is travelling, then the tempo drops out, and then he starts to over-race. So that would definitely be a big help. If he could be more forward, then hopefully you're just bowling along, and there's not that sort of sudden change of pace that we see so often in our races. Be nice if we could be in the first of the handful.
All right, so that's the final event at Sandown today, which is at 6:30, so you'll be fighting the traffic on the way home to Ballarat Arch this evening.
Yeah, well, we'll probably be fighting it one way or the other.
Yeah,
but,
true.
Let's hope we're fighting it for a reason.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, that's race eight today. Eagles Craig currently $3.40. How did High Approach come through the Alistair Clark?
Yeah, he came through it very well. He's in good form. Again, another messy race. They didn't go overly hard. They sort of slowed up mid-race, and then they started to build from about the 600. He was a little bit wide, probably a few little things there. He's better on the soft track, and he's better on a bigger track. So at this stage, we're 50-50 whether we go to Sydney or whether we stay here and go to Bendigo on the same day in the 2200 St. Ledger trial, and then go towards a more south Australian target for him. But either way, I think he'll be going to one of the derbies, and he's a good horse. Just sometimes in preps, things don't just work out, and he's had three runs where he's had a few little hiccups and minor excuses. Hopefully he can put them to bed sooner rather than later.
Danny St. Darcy's drawn barrier five there at Flemington on Saturday. What do you make of that?
It'll be an interesting one. She's a horse who's had, I don't know, probably now 20 or 30 runs. You know, she's a seasoned campaigner, and we've never been down the straight. And it came to a stage where we thought, well, why not? Some horses are terrible down the straight, and some horses find a few lengths, and it just looked a nice race. She's well-weighted. You know, it just seemed the right race, and we could claim some races. You know, if you're looking at listed races and things like that, you can't claim. And we were happy. You know, she's an easy horse to ride. So Celine Gaudry, who's won on her, will ride her. She takes three off. Look, she's in good form. She's well. She's been very good at the Valley. So it's a completely different ball game. But who knows? She might love it. And if she loves it, she'll be right there in the finish.
Yeah, only one way to find out. Hey, we've got to go to the Meadows here in 10 seconds. Miss Millhouse tomorrow. Does it win?
Yeah, look, we'll be going close. The format of that race has been very good. She's in great form.
All right. Love your work, Archie. Thanks for jumping on.
Cheers, Maddie.